This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for June the 8th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Sam, chapter 56, verse 3. It says there, "When I am afraid, I put my trust in you." End of quote. David wrote these words when he was afraid of the Philistines because they seized him in a place called Gath. The background of this incident is described in 1 Samuel chapter 21. It says there, "And David took their word to heart and greatly feared Achish, king of Gath." Saul was in the hunt to kill David, God's anointed, for a period of time. Now, by the advice of David's trusted friend Jonathan, he ran away from Saul for his life and was seized by Philistines in Gath. Beloved, David was greatly fearful due to the enemies inside and out. In verses 1 of this psalm, he prays and he said to the Lord, "Be merciful to me, my God, for my enemies are in hot pursuit. All day long they press their attack. In their pride they attack me." Then comes out today's insight. He says, "When I am afraid, I put my trust in you." You see, God is the refuge when you are being offended and slandered. He is the refuge when you end up in prison or even in an enemy camp. Say to the Lord, like David said, "Say now, when I am afraid, I put my trust in you." You see, in answer to his prayers, God made the way when there was no way out for him. God made a way out for him by his own creativity and ingenuity and God's sovereign helping hand. 1 Samuel chapter 21, verses 12 to 15. Bible clearly and repeatedly says the wisdom of prayer and trust in God. Psalm chapter 20 verse 7 says this, "Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God." In the olden days, kings and princes used to trust in the power and ability of their chariots and horses. You see, however, the ultimate victory comes only from the Lord, even though you have strong chariots and swift horses. Some people trust in men and even princes of men. However, all men or princes are frail and temporary. Your help comes only from the Lord God. This is why the psalmist says in Psalm 121, he says, "I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth." End of quote. Yet some people have personal and family gods. They have idols or images. Such family gods are men invented with no valid historical proofs of existence for such gods. They are man-made myths or stories. And also the idols are made by craftsmen who cut wood, stone, and iron and make it with their own hands. You see, no men fabricated family gods or man-created idols would or could save you. Only the Creator God who formed you and everything in this universe and who lives forever and ever, who loves you personally, can save and deliver you. Beloved, God displayed publicly his love for all and his method of deliverance, and that is Jesus Christ on the cross. And Jesus is the source of deliverance and victory. You see, the propitiation and satisfaction is Christ's divine blood that was poured out for you on that cross. There is power in the blood of Jesus Christ to save and deliver you completely and fully. Would you come to God and trust in what he has already done for you? Accept Jesus as your Savior and Lord. Are you afraid? Call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Put your trust in him by praying, "Lord Jesus, to save and deliver you now." Put a moment for today's prayer. Pray after me. Father in heaven, I know David in his fear said, "When I am afraid, I put my trust in you." Lord, like David, I put my trust in you. I believe you love me and want to deliver me from all my fears and make me free. I call upon Jesus who died to save and deliver me. I believe the blood of Jesus has the power to save and deliver me now. I pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.